I first came to Alaska in 1975, and the first I became involved with the Iditarod was when my summer tourism job at Denali, when I was just 20 years old, I had to go to Nenana, Alaska to take an SAT test because I intended to go to college the following fall. And I made arrangements to take my SAT test at the Nenana school, and they put me in a classroom all by myself to take the test. And on the chalkboard, it said, congratulations, Iditarod champion Jerry Riley, who was a local native Alaskan who had won the Iditarod the previous year. And on the chalkboard was the word Iditarod and his name. And that's the first time it really went through my head. I didn't even own a sled dog then. I didn't own a dog at that time. But over those next few years, I continued to be fascinated with it. I had more of an interest in living out a childhood dream. I lived in a tent for a winter with 13 dogs and ran a trap line out of Kantishna, north of Mount McKinley. And I had an AM radio that I would string wires into the trees to listen to the radio, because it was my only connection with the outside world. And I was out there when the Iditarod was finishing. And I listened to Joe May finish the Iditarod, and I listened to a little bit of live footage of the race from my tent. And I thought, I want to do that. And if they can do it, I can do it. It seems impossible to go 1,000 miles on a dog sled, but I know it's not impossible because these guys are doing it, and I want to do that. I'm here today and involved in the 2022 Iditarod. As quite a surprise. A week ago today, I had no idea I was going to be in the race. I've been helping the team driver for Husky Homestead. Amanda Otto is running our A team. She's been working for me for the last 3 years. She's also stepped up since the last 2 years. I've had 3 abdominal surgeries. I wasn't sure I'd ever be able to race again. And we did her last training run on Tuesday out the Denali Highway. This is the Tuesday just this past, and got back to the parking lot, had a message from Nick Petit saying, Jeff, I tested positive for COVID. Do you want to run my team? And since then, it's been a whirlwind. It didn't take me long to say yes. I considered it for about 30 minutes. You know, I've always been impressed with Nick Petit's dog team. And I love the weather forecast. I love the snowy trail. And I love the fact that I didn't have to worry for the last year up to the start line. I've had plenty of worries, but they weren't about me running the Iditarod. And between the wonderful surgeons at Providence and my local physical therapist, Patty Sanders, I haven't felt this good in years. So my physical fitness seems good. My endurance is definitely not what it used to be. But I get the impression from Nick's team, all I got to do is hang on. I believe the most memorable moment for me in the Iditarod, keep in mind, I've been in it 29 times, and I've traveled almost 200,000 miles on a dog sled in the last 40 years. But my last Iditarod victory in 2006, my team was very dominant at the end, and I could tell that I had put a real magical team together. But on the run between Caltag and the Old Woman Cabin, in blowing snow and very low visibility, while trying to help my team up a hill by getting off and running, I post-holed through the snow, lost my balance, and let go of the sled, and they went off into the white abyss without me. I completely lost sight of them. I remember yelling to my lead dog, Salem, a dog that was, we were joined at the hip, but it's pretty unrealistic to expect them to stop in such conditions. And I got up and did my best to trundle down the trail in their direction, yelling into the blowing snow. And I have vivid memories of my light, my whole team facing away from me in the direction they were going, and Salem was sitting very erect, and he had stopped them, and he was looking back towards me. And it almost brings me to tears because, well, he could have easily lost that Iditarod victory, and not to mention it showed such devotion from him to me. So very memorable, and I'm sorry I only get to pick one, but that's it. The one thing I know for sure in life, I learn more and more as the years go by, and that is every day is a gift. I'm so thankful to be here today. I'm so thankful for a healthy family at home. And I'm thankful for people like Senator Murkowski and others that are representing our nation as very scary times come to the world. I want to believe, the one thing I know is that we have really good people on our side, and we need to promote the good and discourage the bad.